From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Another round of emotionally charged protests is underway at Wisconsin's state capitol, where public workers are fighting the governor's attempts to do away with their collective bargaining rights. The battle is over a budget repair bill that, as Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio reports, could still lean in the Republicans' favor.
While the bill is not popular in this crowd, inside the Capitol building, Republicans have strong majorities in the state Senate and the state assembly and a Republican governor. And they feel like it's a matter of time before they're gonna pass this bill and, in their mind, do what the voters sent them to do.
Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson in Madison. His colleague, Chuck Kernbach, meanwhile, is tracking another big story in the region. Ice, snow, and a whole lot of travel disruptions.
Up to 1 foot of snow has fallen in the western Great Lakes region, canceling some airline flights and causing many accidents on highways. Light snow continues in some areas, along with sleet. Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant Gaetano Martino says motorists should be careful.
The plows are out, you know, salting and trying to make sure everything's clean. However, you know, the public needs to be aware that even though it looks good right where they're at right now, it may change quickly and drastically, you know, a mile down the road.
Martino says winds may pick up and add to drifting. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads if possible. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Unrest is spreading in Libya and reportedly has now reached the capital, Tripoli. NPR's J.J. Sutherland is tracking developments from Cairo, site of the recent uprising that inspired revolts in Libya and other parts of North Africa and the Middle East.
While it's almost impossible to get independently confirmed news out of Libya, reports indicate that the ongoing uprising against Muammar Gaddafi has spread to the capital city. Unconfirmed reports say gunfire has been heard and that some government buildings have been sacked and burned. NPR has heard from Libyans with family in Benghazi that they hear security forces have withdrawn from the city and that is now in the hands of the anti-Gaddafi protesters. Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, made a disjointed, rambling speech on state TV early this morning, warning of civil war if the protests continue. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Cairo.
Human rights groups estimate at least 200 people have been killed in Libya's uprising against leader Muammar Gaddafi. In light of what's been happening in Libya, the State Department is ordering all embassy family members and non-essential personnel to leave Libya. It says American citizens residing in the country are being told to exercise extreme caution. They're also being told to limit travel inside the country. And the U.S. government is urging American citizens not to travel to Libya. In the U.S., markets are closed for the president's holiday. This is NPR News. A new nonpartisan center is being set up at the University of Arizona to focus on civility and political debate. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports former Presidents Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush will serve as honorary co-chairmen.
The National Institute for Civil Discourse was created after last month's shooting rampage in Tucson that left 6 people dead and 13 injured, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. The center's board of directors reads like a who's who list. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota will serve as honorary co-chairpersons. Board members include former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, former Chief of Staff to President Ronald Reagan Kenneth Duberstein, and Trey Grayson, Director of Harvard University's Institute of Politics. Fred Duvall, Vice Chairman of the Arizona Board of Regents and a Gifford friend, says the Institute is the right people in the right place at the right time. The center is expected to open today. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Standing in line outside a government office in Afghanistan cost at least 30 people their lives today and resulted in an unknown number of injuries. Local police say a suicide bomber exploded outside a government building where people were waiting to get their identification cards. Reuters News Service reports that the Taliban have claimed responsibility. In Pakistan, intelligence officials are reported saying a suspected U.S. missile strike killed at least 5 people in a tribal region near the Afghan border. It is said to be the second strike in the last 24 hours. The first killed 7 alleged militants. Strikes are the first since late January. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.